Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
Oh, namaste, beloved ones. Welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Shri Ram Ka, and we are delighted to be with you now.
And right now, we have a question for you, and this is a big one. Are you evolving or are you kind of stagnating? Because this is the moment. You claimed it. You're here now. You're ready to break through that status quo and discover joyfully and with great trust what's waiting on the other side.
You know, some people think they're connecting with the earth, but they're actually connecting with inertia. Because inertia is that sense of false stability that comes from repetition of the familiar.
Oh, yes, it does indeed. And just a reminder, we are live. If you're catching us live and you want to try to get in the queue for a mini soul reading or a sharing or a question, give a buzz right now to 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Now, if the lines are full, it means you're going to get a busy signal. But hey, just wait till we start speaking to people, and then that's your turn to call back in. Remember, you will always get through on the week that's your week to say hello, and we love speaking with you.
You know, the dynamic between inertia and creation is an interesting one, because stagnation is an energy that sneaks in all too easily. Have you ever heard the phrase that bored people are boring?
I don't know, have we?
That's something I had heard years ago, and it's so true that when we're bored, we have lost interest in things.
That's true. We
ourselves become less interesting. Because everything, you know, as above, so below, as within, so without, if you allow it to be. And the notion that you could be stagnating sounds rather intense. Stagnation sounds rather serious. And in fact, it sneaks in under the day-to-day activities so clearly that many times we find ourselves well in the center of our comfort zone, and we don't even notice that we're stagnating.
Well, you know, here's some ways that you know you're stagnating. Are you, and you want to look at the overall, right? Are you overall joy-filled, or do you find yourself flirting with depression a lot? Are you evolving, or quite frankly, are you devolving? What's the trend? Because that's where we begin. That's what it comes to. And really, Shri, what that really means is that you have the courage, and it takes courage, and it takes what I call the big T, trust, to be able to honestly look at yourself, to say, I have agreed to become the witness of my own life. It's my time. I'm going to take charge, and I'm going to do something, because spiritual growth is a journey. You know, you're listening to us right now because you are obviously in the middle of a beautiful spiritual journey, and we honor so much that you're here. Yet, you know, Shri, doesn't everyone at some point on the spiritual journey start wondering if they're really on track?
Well, absolutely. We wonder if we're on track when we begin to get disconfirming information from others. We wonder whether we're on track when we kind of lost the sizzle and are wondering if the day-to-day has meaning. There's all kinds of personal reasons why we might wonder. Here's the key, however. If you have a path, if you have a practice, then that will provide you with the stability so that you can go out in your life and create. Consider that for a moment. If you don't have a practice, if you don't have a path, then anytime you take a risk, it's riskier.
Well, you know, now let's talk about that, Shri, because I don't want to be devil's advocate. Maybe I want to be angel's advocate here.
Well, you could be Diablo, a little bit of Diablo.
I'll be Diablo y Angel. But I'm curious here. So when you're saying about a path, what do you mean? What are you really saying?
What I'm really saying is that you have a personal relationship with spirit, with spirituality, however you choose to understand that. Whether that's a meditation practice, a yoga practice, however, it has to speak deeply to you. It's not just exercise. It's not just a coping mechanism. The key with a true spiritual practice is it leaves you with a sense of peace, with a sense of, I belong in this universe. I am connected to something greater and gooder. You know, that's what a true spiritual practice will provide. That's the nourishment it provides.
So when you talk about the path, what are you saying as far as the practice and the path?
If that connection is present in your life, if you have spiritual practices that help keep the doorway to the divine open in your life, then you're plugged into what people would call the wisdom of your higher self. You're plugged into a greater sense of guidance, and therefore taking creative risks is not really a risk at all. It's a avenue of expression of your divine birthright versus a person who's living from a conventional point of view who said, I took a class and I now have a skill and now I'm going to go out and do A, B, or C. They might be really scared and they might not follow through if the going gets rough because there isn't the spiritual foundation to carry them through the dark night.
So that's the magic I was looking for. That's what I was trying to poke out of him there, guys, was that spiritual foundation. It's absolutely essential. You know, we've done a lot of work this past month on all of our radio shows, and if you've not tracked with all of them, or even if you have, go back and listen to them. We've talked about the spiritual essentials, and we've talked about some other things this month that are really about bringing you to this moment where it's time to break through. And it really does come down to number one, you know, what's an action step? Find your foundation.
Absolutely.
And finding the foundation also means that you stop seeking and start doing. And that is at the essence of breaking through, because we can seek and seek and seek and be eternal seekers.
Absolutely.
And yet, if you're seeking, you have not found.
There's a difference between the yearning for union, the yearning for knowledge or wisdom, the yearning for a sacred partner, the yearning for the mystical experience. Those are not seekings. Those are a recognition that your heart is nudging you forward.
Well, those are active energies.
And they're active energies. A seeker is oftentimes may have a yearning. Now, I'm not trying to paint a broad stroke here.
No, but at the same time, the discernment's important.
The discernment is that one who seeks may be seeking from a place of emptiness and is saying to the world, fill me up, fix me somehow.
Somebody help me.
I need the savior. I need the knight in white on a nice white horse. Save me, help me, fix me. I'm seeking a solution.
Now, this is important because we opened up talking about, are you evolving or stagnating? Bear in mind that, you know, Sri and I offer a process called creative coaching, and it's a 5-week coaching process. It's a personalized coaching process where we bring people to the true creation of a goal. And one of the foundational pieces of this is to get clear on whether or not you are in a stagnation energy or a creation energy, because that's how we evolve. We are constantly creating. The question is, what is it that we're creating?
Well, you could be creating a whole lot more boredom.
You could be
creating a whole lot more stagnation.
And you could be deluding yourself by creating a sense of coping inside stagnation. And how you know you're doing that is things keep cycling. You keep finding yourself, you know, you might have that up, 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 there we are again. Up, 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 there we are again. Does that sound familiar to anybody? Because that is the pattern when we are in stagnation. We will have this continual cycle because we get very, very good and refined at, I'm going to use the word deluding ourselves inside stagnation. The key is, in order to truly evolve, we must harness the energy of our creative capacities and, quite frankly, take that jump across the divide of the unknown.
Well, and that jump can look different at different times in our process.
Absolutely.
Different times in our lives. We're not just referring to the big leaps, the big goals. You know, getting up in the morning and being able to look past your to-do list, to look past the patterning, to see the beauty of the sky, a flower, or even your own reflection in the mirror, to be in present time offers you a connection to the energy of true creation, because creation is not rooted in the past. Creation starts at present time and is driven by a vision of what is meant to be.
Well, I love that because, again, it comes back to vision. Because when we are seeking, we feel empty. And I can't stress enough, beloved angels, there is such a huge difference between the yearning and the seeking. To seek just to seek keeps us stuck.
Well, and it's a very mental thing oftentimes. Yeah. It's like we overcomplicate things, we get an answer, and then there's, well, what about this? What about that? And then we start seeking ever more refined, ever more complicated answers. At least that's the brainiac version of it. There's also the more emotional version of it, which is I'm seeking solutions to my own lack of self-esteem. And that solution could come in the form of a lover. It could come in the form of a safe job. It could come in the form of a substance. And whether that substance is a drug or a pastime doesn't much matter. It's all about medicating our reality, because there is an underlying belief that we're not quite enough.
And that's where stagnation comes in. Stagnation seeks to remain constant in its dependability, as far as the pain you know is the pain that you like.
And there's an essential disconnect from thriving. Stagnation is saying, I'd rather have lukewarm soup
than try a new flavor.
That bring a spice into my life, you know?
It's so true.
Yeah. You know, and one of the other metaphors that we sometimes share with people is stagnation is like that lovely bath you've drawn that just is a little too cool. And it never, even though you add a little hot water, it's never quite the same as when you first got in.
Exactly.
That's stagnation.
And the question is, do you get to a point where you say, you know, I would rather face being chilly for a moment, draining the tub and starting over, or do you keep being satisfied with just enough to keep you from being too uncomfortable? Because that's really what it's about.
Yeah, it is what it's about. And now to talk about the bright side of this, how do you learn? We all must have experiences to cultivate recognition. And so repetition is one of the ways we learn. When we have a cycle that didn't, you know, things didn't turn out perfectly, we go, oh, okay. And then we smell the flowers and we end up repeating the same cycle again. And then the, oh, okay, turns into, oh, I did that again. And maybe we need to cycle more than once or twice in order to get it. The question is, are you growing and learning, or are you in a repetitive cycle of let's just say it gets ever duller, ever less vital? And that's what we're trying to help you identify. Is there's no right or wrong here. Stagnation or is sometimes misinterpreted as rest, meaning when we're active for a period, there is a necessary balancing energy called rest. That's not stagnation, that's rest. Now the question is, are you doing it for a day, a week, or a month, or are you doing it for years?
Well, that could be. And you know, I want to interject right now. One of the things that's always available to you is you can always send us your questions, comments, whatever, to our email, which is guest@shriandkiraradio.com. Again, that's guest@shriandkiraradio.com. And we receive lots and lots of emails, but this week I wanted to share one with you because really, this email is, we so enjoy hearing from all of you. We really do. And we get so many different things that come in. And this one was brought to our attention because this is someone who said, okay, I'm going to go outside my comfort zone. I'm going to do something that's going to challenge me. I'm going to take action and evolve. I'm going to move through my stagnation. So I want to just kind of summarize this because I think it's inspiring for everyone. And it's also nice when we can celebrate that.
Absolutely.
So here we are. Namaste, Shri and Kira. I've been wanting to write you for some time now for various reasons. And finally, the last two shows ignited the urgency to express my love and gratitude to you both and share the way your service has been and still continues to change my life. Now, this is a very long email, so I'm not going to read the whole email. However, guys, I want to read a few things. Number one, through my inner guidance and wisdom, I started changing my life for the better, or what I now know was a rebirthing 2.5 years ago. It started with my physical body through nutrition changes that ended up being, quote, extreme and fell right into spiritual development. I was guided to embark on a spiritual search last November and strongly resonated with your teaching, your messages, and beautiful vibrations. So despite all that was available out there, I chose you too. And am I ever glad I trusted myself? You see, at that point, I did not really know about the spiritual essentials. Yet it turns out I did know. Now, since then, I've been taking a few of your classes, including Navigating the Inner Matrix and listening to all your videos as well as your radio show. Now, before we go any further, Sri, I want to talk about this aspect of her message, because here's where my heart just sings. Through my inner guidance and wisdom. That means the big T was happening.
She's trusting herself. And she made a commitment, and she's following through with the commitment, and it's bearing fruits.
Well, and that's the key. And this is why those six spiritual essentials are so important. And I can't stress enough, my angels, we just did a show on this. Go listen to it again. Go to our YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kira. Find that video, the six spiritual essentials. Pay attention, because part of evolving, part of breaking out of stagnation, is having the courage to do something and follow through, especially something that maybe you thought you would never do. Now, let's continue. Everything you guys have said about the energies of May and June is spot on. Looking at my life prior to taking the Navigating the Inner Matrix class and now is incredible. The tools shared helped me complete deep self-reflections that triggered desperately needed adjustments. While it's not easy, the moment I took action, joy, peace, and love poured into my life. I feel like I have taken the action to crack open the door, and the universe slammed open the door with abundance, and it overwhelms me to think about it. Yes, I do quite well on my own, but your teachings and words have catapulted me to another dimension. I hope you can feel the extent of gratitude, joy, and love flowing your way. Now, again, the reason I'm reading this email is because, yes, Navigating the Inner Matrix. And for those of you that aren't familiar with this, this is one of our home study programs. It is bar none. We have taught this for, I can't even tell you how many people's lives have changed with Navigating the Inner Matrix. But the key is taking the action.
Absolutely. There's a difference between thinking about it and doing it. Mm-hmm. There's a difference between thinking about it, committing to it, and taking action.
Well, and here's what I want to underline this. Deep self-reflection that triggered desperately needed adjustments. That's a sign of true spiritual evolution. When we move from, and those of you remember the Pyramid of Spiritual Awakening, and if you don't, we've got it everywhere. And even in the June Revelations, if you've not read the June Revelations, go back and watch them again at our YouTube station. Because the Pyramid of Spiritual Awakening shares, we all are born into this density consciousness, this kind of 3D energy. And in the energy of density consciousness, rather than look deeply at ourselves, we normally prefer to project or blame others.
That's right. We're outfocused, and we don't take a whole lot of responsibility for the state of our comfort and harmony. And in addition, our whole identity is based upon what others say, think, and react.
Now, for those of you that might be listening to this going, wow, you know, she's really got all of it, you know, she's doing this. Here's the part that really just absolutely touches me deeply.
Back to the email.
As part of the actions I have taken, I have decided to end my 10-year-old relationship with my husband, partner in pain, in a respectable way. I wasn't really looking for anyone, to be very honest with you. However, the moment I sent the signal out to the universe, I felt this person. I mean, it was exactly how you explained in the last show. We danced, and unlike others, I felt his energy in an undeniable way, and it woke me up. I cannot find a better way to explain it. This person is, capital letters, nothing like someone I would pick using my brain power. Ha, ha, ha.
That's a ha, ha.
It is. You can imagine the resistance my ego is trying to enforce. But my heart and inner voice have been so much stronger. I trust and feel this person has come into my life as part of the abundance I have invited. There are moments of doubt and fear as I cannot rationalize what's happening. But more importantly, there is a solid trust into the divine flow and my co-creative power. With this said, I would love if you could honor me with an insider guidance in respect to this aspect in my life. Now, again, I really need to share that that's a big action.
Yes.
You know, many, many of us have been through moments where part of evolution or stagnation means letting go of a partner in pain. And that partner in pain can be a family member. usually is a family member, and it could be either an immediate family member or an extended family member. It could be a coworker. It could be a job. Your partner in pain could actually be the job you're in. Your partner in pain could be, you know, your best friend, because partners in pain enjoy stagnation. Partners in pain is that person you go to when you have just had the most illuminating insight in your life, when you are just so excited and so happy, and you run and you tell them about it. And instead of being met with, "I am so happy for you," you get met with, "I'm worried about you," or they tell you why what just happened is wrong.
Or won't last.
Exactly.
You know, so often it's, "Oh, that sounds great, but we'll see how you are in 3 days.
I'll be here when it falls apart."
Yeah.
That's a partner in pain. And here's the piece about this that I so love. And for Bronca, the beloved one who sent this email, Bronca, the insight I want to offer you is the insight I'm offering to everyone. And thank you, Bronca, for writing this email so that we could use it as such a perfect spot-on example of today's show. When we send clear signals to the universe, we receive back clear, abundant flows of energy that will defy the brain. And I must admit that I absolutely love that you were open to realizing that the person you've met is nothing like the brain would have selected. You know, I giggle often about the fact that we often are the ones who derail the most beautiful relationships in our lives because our brain has created a little box that we want everything to fit into. And that's part of stagnation energy, that everything has to fit into these little boxes. When we let go of that, we evolve, we grow.
Now, evolution does not have to proceed with dramatic leaps, but it could. Evolution means that there is a vitality in your intention, a vitality in your moving forward. And sometimes that could be a gentle movement. Sometimes it could be a radical movement. You know, life is going to gift you with a little of everything, and you will have your preferences for what you allow to lift you, what you allow to move forward.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm smiling because we have so many people on hold right now. We have so many more emails we want to share with you. But the key is, right now, think about it, guys. We've offered a lot of information so far. We have so much more to share. I wish we had hours and hours of show, but we'll get it all in, I promise. But the key is, think about your life right now. Are you evolving or are you stagnating? And no matter what the answer is, I really hope you're smiling, because the key is you start where you know you are and then you move forward from there. It's the knowing that's the first step.
The knowing is a fantastic step, because the moment you recognize it's time for a change, you've already made the first change. The recognition of where you are, the truth of what is so, is indeed the gift of consciousness, and it will begin your healing process.
And any step is a good step. Even if you think it's a baby step, it doesn't matter, because every step you take sends a clear signal to the universe that you are evolving your trust.
I am micro-stepping out.
Woohoo! All right, let's do it. One micro step at a time. I love it.
All right. We're going to step over to the phone lines. And
I am excited.
Say hi to some callers. We'll begin at line one, where we have Laura from California.
Namaste, Laura. Welcome.
Today.
Hi there.
So what I was interested in, I have the practice. I'm going forward. I have the creative energy. But am I missing something? Because I am exhausted.
Well, beloved angel, thank you for sharing that. And, you know, as you're sharing, I see it. I see the exhaustion all around you. The answer for you, and it's funny, it's Archangel Raphael who is sharing this with you right now. And here's what Raphael is saying. Raphael is saying you have forgotten the most important ingredient, and that is to put yourself first. That your exhaustion is coming from the extension of your energy into things that are absolutely not you at the number one top of your list. And that it is important for you to take a rest. It's like a timeout. And I'm watching Raphael, and he's literally picking you up and putting you in the middle of this beautiful, it almost looks like a big spa resort to me, but you're the only one there. It's like you're in your own beautiful spa resort. And so if you might want to meditate and go there and ask Raphael to take you there. And he's saying that the balance of your energy will be restored when you remember to put yourself first, and that all of the other actions that you've been putting out there right now are ready to synergize, yet there's just been this it's like an imbalance in your energy field. And the way to quickly and easily balance it is to make sure you're number one on your hit parade, so to speak. And so it's a simple thing and it's an important thing. And the minute you do that, he says, everything else will flow around that. And I'm grateful you called today. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. That works. That feels right.
I'm so glad. Many blessings, Angel. Namaste.
And like all callers and all questions, there's certainly elements for all of us.
Indeed.
Because the journey of the soul has many unique expressions and a ton of similarities.
Well, you know, it does. And, you know, Sri, I'm smiling. I'm thinking about Avesa Quantum Healing. And for those of you that don't know about Avesa Quantum Healing, go to our home study and click on the Avesa, the healing protocol. Because one of the things that we teach always is that it's one thing to love, but it's another to love with the balance of energy in healing support for yourself and others.
Well, there is a like an infinity symbol. There's giving and then there's receiving. And the propellers of the infinite symbol need to be in balance. And that's where wisdom comes in and gratitude. As the energy extends out in giving, then to be able to breathe, relax, and receive back the energy of whatever it is, the appreciation, the recognition, the breath. You can't have an exhale that isn't matched by an inhale.
That is so true.
And that works for every activity in your life.
You know, indeed it is. And so, you know, Sri, why don't we say hello to another beautiful caller?
I'm ready. We're going to head to line two, and let's invite Nancy from California to join us.
Namaste, Nancy. Welcome.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. It's so great to be with you guys and to hear your wisdom, and so many things have touched me. So thank you so much. And I was wondering if I could just get a mini soul reading.
Well, absolutely. It's our honor, Nancy. Thank you for asking. And, you know, I first want to say thank you for your presence. Thank you for your being. When I connect with you, your energy field is all heart. You know, I just enjoy that here you are after Sri was just talking about the love propeller, because you have such a huge heart presence. I mean, it's like overwhelming. And right next to it, there's almost the word I want to offer you without it. I don't want it misunderstood, is there's like a congestion, like this energy inside of you that's sitting in your third chakra and your second chakra that's saying, I just don't deserve this. And it's not that it's real. It's something that's being invited for you to clear. Now, as I'm sharing this with you, Archangel Metatron has appeared behind you in this huge form. And I'm watching these golden energies go into both your second and third chakra. And standing in front of you is Archangel Michael and the Virgin Mary, only she's standing as this very empowered Mary energy, this gorgeous Mary energy. And there's also Mary Magdalene. So you've called in all these energies. And they keep looking at you and saying the same thing. When did you forget that you are a goddess? When did you forget that you are a priestess? You have commanded many years of wisdom and you have mastered many protocols of healing. Invoke these back into your life now and all will clear and the path will reveal. And so it is.
Oh, thank you. Wow. That's perfect. Thank you. I love it. I love the vision and I feel it. So thank you so much.
Thank you. And Nancy, before you go, I'm also, as I'm connecting with you right now, I'm feeling my whole crown chakra tingling. It's like somebody's tickling the top of my head. That is Mary Magdalene igniting a crown on your head right now that you have worn before, and it's bringing tears to my eyes. I want you to just breathe and feel this. I'm getting chills all over my entire body. This is a moment for you. Call it in.
Thank you. Thank you. I do feel that. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a wow. Yeah. It's a wow. Yeah. We love you, Nancy. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much. I love you
too. Many blessings.
Namaste.
You know, and to, for all of our listeners, just breathe that in right now, because what is offered to one is offered to all.
Exactly.
We are all in the ocean of divine love, having individuated points of view, but universal experiences are available.
Well, and for any of you right now that are feeling that tingling on the top of your head, just kind of take a moment. Let's just take a moment. I want you to just, if it's safe, to close your eyes and breathe up and feel that. And it's a joy-filled tingling. It's an awakening. It's just this beautiful, soft call to your mastery. You know, as Sri just so beautifully said, all of us are in this. You know, this is bar none the most amazing audience on the planet. Those of you that tune into our show, my heart, I am in full pronom. Thank you. My heart goes out to you, because you collectively call in a divine ray of illuminated presence. And if that gift is yours to receive right now, then we are honored you are receiving it. And thank you for receiving it. You know, Sri, I think we all just need to take a moment and breathe.
Absolutely. And so while we're breathing, we invite you to just relax. If it's safe to do so, stand up and wiggle a little bit. We're going to pause for a commercial message, and we'll be right back after this.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process, and then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember, allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom, only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back, everyone. We are truly delighted to be with you. You know, the journey that we're on is one of revelation. Every day, new opportunities are presented. Every breath is actually an opportunity. Are we creating? Or are we stagnating? Are we using the energy that is gifted to us to express out into the world that which we are? Divine love in action. Oftentimes we get caught up in creating from a standpoint of outdated software. You know, we all are imprinted. We're imprinted at birth. We're imprinted by our families. We're imprinted by our religions.
Well, sometimes we just need a Control-Alt-Delete.
Well, right? Sometimes it's time to take a big magnet.
No kidding. And say, like, okay, wipe it clean.
Once you've gathered the gifts of all of those structures, and there are gifts. Once you've done that, it is time to step up and forward. And that looks differently for different people, but there is a common thing, and that is divine inspiration and a feeling of a little shiver as we get naked in our surrender.
Well, no kidding. And allow ourselves to expand, because that's how we break out of stagnation. We evolve through it. You know, you always say it so beautifully. You can't play your way off the game board.
No, the game board is the status quo, and it takes a lift. It takes a leap of faith to step into a new reality.
Well, otherwise, we're all just little mice chasing cheese in a maze.
Oh, man.
Or gerbils.
Yeah. You know, and we have another email here from a beautiful participant who had some sharings. And so, Kira, why don't we go to that?
You know, this email is so important because, again, I really enjoy when we receive emails that are so beautifully clear, because nothing brings us greater joy than witnessing your joy, than witnessing the joy in evolution and the breakthrough of stagnation. And this comes from a longtime dear student of ours, Pat. And I really enjoyed her subject line was simply ingratitude. And it was just another email that really resonates with today's show. And as we mentioned, all of us are sharing each other's, the readings, the emails, the sharings. And if you want to send us an email, remember, you just write that to guest@shreeandkiraradio.com. So here's her email. Dear Shree and Kira, I am working with the four questions from lesson 12 of the Lost Books of the Essene. Well, first and foremost, guys, if you have not read the Lost Books of the Essene, why not? They're free.
Oh, very, very powerful.
Oh my goodness. And they're in our
timely.
Yeah, they're in our online library. Just go to shreeandkira.com. Right up on the top there, you'll see online library. Click on it, go into the Archangelic Messages, and then it has all of the different series. There's many, many series there. Lost Books of the Essene is its own series. And Pat is specifically talking about the last one, which is a very powerful book right now. Also had a lot of prophetic information for this time on the planet.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of what's going on was predicted in those
writings.
Yeah,
a lot of it. But here's what she says. In the last books of the Lost Books of the Essene, lesson 12, there were four questions that were brought forward. And here's what she says. The two most prominent questions for me are, what are you attached to? And do you feel complete with your experience of this life? Now, those are two very powerful questions because they will reveal stagnation or creation.
Mm-hmm.
In the past 2 weeks, many triggers have come up for me. How many of us know that, huh? In which I felt a lot of fear. Now, that's a really honest sharing. Fear of loss, fear of having done something wrong, of having made a mistake, fear of losing my identity or having my credit card number stolen. And seeing the biggest snake I have ever seen cross my path out in the yard near my garden. Well, that's a lot. That'll trigger a lot of fears for a lot of people. One night this week, I picked up your book, 2012, You Have a Choice. And guys, the only mistake Shree and I made on that book was putting the word 2012 on it. This is a timeless book with incredible information I encourage you to grab. But here's what she says. I picked up your book, 2012, You Have a Choice, and I opened right to the event response loop page. As I read it, I realized I was being given a tool and an answer to my triggers. Invite gratitude into the loop. Inviting gratitude in was not easy, but I did, even though I did not understand it, it was helpful until I received even more guidance and things clicked. I am being shown where my attachments are and where my deepest fears still hang out. What a blessing to receive this guidance to the questions I've been asking. It is an ongoing process of releasing, doing the container practice, and feeling gratitude for what I have been given, the wonderful and the not so wonderful. In regards to the questions of lesson 12, I realized where I am attached is what is keeping me from feeling complete. The mantra of self-ascension has taken on a new depth for me, especially the first line, I am here. I am claiming myself, embodying myself, and declaring I am here. I feel it now, and I'm not just reciting the words. I am realizing that whatever happens, I have a center inside myself of love, support, and gratitude, which is mirrored in the outer world as well. Even the snake took on a new meaning as I looked at the picture of Shiva on your altar at Terra Nostra Essena. I saw the snake around his neck and thought, well, maybe that's not so scary after all. Maybe the snake is here to let me know that Shiva is here with me too. I have to thank you for your service, your presence, your love, and your sharings of how to navigate this inner matrix. I am grateful. Lots of love, Pat.
Oh, beautiful indeed. We just celebrate when we begin to recognize the gifts that are there honor ourselves for recognizing and acting.
Well, and that's the key. And this is what, there are so many things that are so powerful about Pat's email. And Pat, we love you so much. Thank you for sharing this and for sending it to the radio show. We could share it with everyone because here's what Pat did. She took action to break stagnation. Fear is a stagnant energy, and fear loves to stay stagnant because fear will make more fear. And if you don't take steps, fear will keep you stagnant. It will keep you afraid. It will do many different things. However, Pat used the tools of her spiritual toolbox. Number one, she went to the self-ascension site. She went to shreeandkira.com, went into the online library, went to the Lost Books of the Essene, trusted herself, and started reading book 12. Number two, she took the message to heart and really paid attention to the questions.
She applied it to her life.
Exactly, which is the intention. Number three, the container practice. Now, also at shreeandkira.com, and guys, this is all free. right there on the homepage, you can click on practices where you will discover the container practice, which is a very powerful way to remove stagnation because it's a very simple and easy clearing practice that you can do anytime, all the time, that will help your energy field really flush out the toxins in the energy field is the way I would describe it.
That's well said.
And then she started really paying attention to the mantra of self-ascension. Now, also on our homepage at shrinkira.com, you will see right there at the top, the mantra of self-ascension. Click on it, learn about it, read it, listen to it, incredibly beautiful music with it. Say it. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. The power in that simple four-line mantra. Well, Pat's demonstrating it. And that for the first time, it's more than just words. She's not just saying it. She's seeing the power behind it.
Absolutely. Because an I am declaration either becomes a state of being or it's just a concept. And a concept won't move you forward. In fact, most concepts will keep you stuck because we substitute thinking for doing.
Well, I also enjoy the snake because we see anytime nature speaks to us, we're being given messages. And Pat, we concur that Shiva was saying, hey, you've got the power because the snake did not hurt you. It did not attack you. It crossed your path. It was a reminder of the power you carry. You know, I always smile, Sri. I think about our beloved Mayan elder, Don Simeon. When Sri and I lived in Guatemala for so many years, we were so blessed to have a very intimate relationship with the head elders of the Maya. And our beloved elder Don Simeon, who has since transitioned before we left Guatemala, every time we did a ceremony with him, whether it was a butterfly, a bee, birds especially, whatever, one time we had monkeys, whatever animal would come in, it came in because it was part of the ceremony. Pat, this snake was your ceremony. It was part of your ceremony.
You know, it's important to adopt a little bit of that beginner's mind, or let's call it the shamanic mind in this case, where everything in your life has a reason. There are no accidents. There are no unintentional occurrences. Everything is there to inform you. Everything is there to support your awakening.
Well, and indeed, are you paying attention? You know, I smile. I think, Sri, just yesterday we were driving and we were seeing all these incredibly stunning falcons, and the energy of the day really supported those falcons. And so are you all paying attention? Because that's part of getting out of stagnation. Pay attention, because the earth is speaking. The universe is speaking. Remember that you are loved so much that the universe will send you messages in a way that will get your attention without damaging your nervous system.
You know, indeed.
Because so often people, you know, so many people say to me, I want a full body vision. I want to see them. I want the veil to be thinned right now. Well, beloved angels, the honest response to that is, if you had a being from another dimension walk out of the ether and stand in front of you right now, to most people, no matter how awake, your nervous system of the emotion of the physical body would most likely have a heart attack.
And it's not just the immediate impact of that. It's the energetic impact of that. And then the distortion of your paradigm, meaning there is an insanity quotient. When these phenomena happen, it really rocks the boat.
You're not fully anchored on the other side.
Exactly. Getting a little glimpse is inspiring. Getting big vision can be crippling.
And this is also how you know whether or not you're dealing with benevolent beings. A benevolent being will not force you to do something faster than you're ready to do. And that's why oftentimes you hear about people that are held in paralyzed fear while they're having an experience. That is not a benevolent being of the higher dimensions. That's usually an astral being from the collapsed fourth dimension. And so this is why oftentimes a sign that you're really on your journey and connected with beings of divine benevolence, believe it or not, is because you're not having a direct vision, because you're being groomed. You're being loved enough to let it happen in a natural flow. For example, it normally begins where you start doing kind of that double take, like, is somebody there? And you kind of look again and you look their side and you're pretty sure there was a shadow or something there. Those are actually moments of training for your nervous system. And so, Pat, this is why your snake went by. That's what you were ready to see, receive. And here's the gift. The gratitude and the message received to the universe is why you'll be able to open the gateway for even more amazing experiences. And you know, Sri, let's open that gateway for a more amazing callers.
Absolutely. We have some beautiful people standing by. So we're going to go to line three and say hi to Deborah.
Namaste, Deborah. Welcome.
Hi there.
Hi.
I'm calling for a meaningful reading, but aside from that, I also wanted to express my gratitude for the container practice. When it was shared on the radio show several weeks ago, it was a huge answer for me, and I have been using it and getting a lot out of it. So,
well, congratulations, and thank you for bringing that into your life.
You know, absolutely, Deborah. And it's funny, I'm just sitting here with the biggest smile on my face, and part of that smile is coming from this incredible group of ascended masters that you have all around you. And it's funny because I can actually see in your energy field that you have been using the container practice, because your energy field is being brightened. And all these ascended masters are sitting around you. And it's so funny. They're all sitting with like these big scrolls of paper and quill pens. And they're all like writing as fast as they can. And it's like one writes, then the next one's writing, then the next one's writing. And they're saying it's time for you to be writing the journey, to be expressing the journey, to be letting yourself be seen, heard more. If you're not doing a whole lot of journaling, or if you've been inspired to do some writing, you're being supported to do it. If you've never thought about doing that, then I would encourage you to get a journal and just start writing. These ascended masters that are around you, it's like they're co-creating with you. It's like everything that you want to accomplish, they're saying, okay, got it, but they're waiting for you to put it into action. And so the way for you to put all this into action right now is literally handwritten, not computer. And this is why they're showing the big scrolls and the little quill pens. They're saying it's time for you to make your mark, literally, and to start that journey and bring it all out of your head, put it into form, and give it to these ascended masters to keep inspiring you. And this synergy will take it on to a level that you're ready for. It's what you've been asking for. And I'm really grateful you called in today. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Namaste.
Namaste.
Oh, many blessings indeed. And beloved listeners, I just want to underscore what Deborah has shared with all of us here, is that she found a practice, has used the practice, and is recognizing the value of the practice.
And it's such an easy practice. It costs you nothing except a moment to go to shrinkcure.com.
And it is a step out of stagnation.
Exactly.
Because remember, there's nothing wrong with stagnation. However, here's the deal. The moment you recognize that you're in stagnation, that's actually a signal from your soul that it's time to move on.
Indeed.
If you don't see it, then you're happy in the bathtub, and there's nothing is going to change that until you're ready to move on. And so you celebrate the awareness of, hey, I think it's time to take a deep breath and step out a little more.
Woo!
Yeah.
Woo! Well, let's take a deep breath and step up to one of our other callers.
Absolutely. We're going to head to line four, and we'll welcome Julia from Washington.
Namaste, Julia.
Namaste, Sri and Kira. My name is Julie.
And okay, Julie, thank you.
I want to thank you both for your presence.
Thank you.
And I'd like to ask for mini soul reading. The question that keeps coming up is, how am I doing?
Oh, bless your heart. Oh, Angel. You know, I love that you asked that. And here's what's so beautiful. As you asked that, I saw both of your hands kind of going to your heart center, and these wings. Oh my gosh, they're gorgeous. These beautiful, it's like a turquoise emerald color wings are sprouting out behind you, but they're big, huge, and I would say it's more like two portals of light, but I'm using the word wings. And the reason I'm sharing that is, as you said, how am I doing? Your heart ignited, these wings took flight, and it's like I heard the angels of the universe say, you are here, you are ready, you are open, and it is time for you to say yes to move forward, that you're doing great, and that the key is that there's nothing for you that would stop you other than just not taking a step. And my throat, it's interesting. You hear me coughing. Well, so my throat chakra and connecting with your chakra, your throat chakra, is wanting me to share with you, don't be afraid to voice your truth and don't be afraid to move forward with your truth. It's time that you've got the support, you've got the energy, and you most definitely have the connection. And so how are you doing? You're doing really well, my angel, and I'm honored to connect with you. And thank you for letting me see those gorgeous wings you carry. Oh my goodness, they're amazing. Many blessings, Julie.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You. They're new, so I'm happy to have somebody see them.
Oh, they're awesome. They're totally awesome. Go have fun with those.
I will. Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste.
How many blessings.
Lena, Shree, the show is so fast, but maybe we can squeeze one more call.
I think we can. I just, the teacher in me needs to underscore that, you know, when we're on our journey of expansion, it is useful to get a little reassurance from time to time, to talk to those whom you trust and to have them acknowledge that you're taking the steps. That can be very helpful because in many ways we are like children, are we not?
Indeed. At least I hope so.
And we need to lovingly encourage ourselves. And sometimes it does take a dear friend or mentor to help encourage us. Mm-hmm. And so onward with that. That can be most valuable. And speaking of old friends, et cetera, we're going to head to line one, and we'll say hi to Kathleen from New Mexico.
Namaste, Kathleen.
Namaste.
Welcome.
Namaste.
Hi. We hear you just fine.
Okay. Funny that you should say we're like little children, because that's kind of how I've been feeling. It's like a little child that's lost and doesn't know what to do. I feel like I don't know what to do to heal myself. I don't know what to do to heal my cats. I've been working on this for quite some time, and I just don't know what direction to go in on the healing for all four of us. And then the other thing is, I don't know what I want to be when I grow up. And it's like, and this has been going on for quite some time. So it's like, I feel like I have no direction.
Well, first of all, I'm so glad you called. And I love that you got through today, because today we're talking about moving forward. And really, Kathleen, a couple things, we're running out of time on the show, but a couple things I want to share with you that came in immediately around you. The first one is that it's funny, I'm seeing you and you're standing in a circle, and it's like you have a stick or a staff, and you might even want to do this. Go outside and take this stick or staff, stand and draw a circle around yourself so that you're standing in the circle. And then scream, yell, call out to the universe. And the universe is saying that it's time to just surrender it all to the divine within. And I strongly heard, use the mantra of self-ascension. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. And just say it over and over again in this circle, whether you do that circle physically, whether you sit in a chair and imagine it. And I'm watching as you say this, a beam of crystalline light ignite around you. I'm watching you literally almost like levitate up into the beam, and you're being flooded with divine inspiration. And you're also simultaneously being flooded with a release of this like gripping fear. The gripping fear is hiding. It's like a little knot in your third chakra, and I see it, and you can clear it and get rid of it. And the minute you do this with strength and presence, it's like this flood of divine. It's like, okay, I know I need to do this. I need to do that. I need to do this. It's like this boom, boom, boom comes forward. And it's like a crack of lightning that instantaneously stops this. You are the one that will do this. You are capable of doing this. You are an incredibly strong person. And they're saying that take the time, take the motion, do it, trust it, listen to what comes in, and prepare for the miracles you have called out for, because you are ready to claim them. And Kathleen, I am so grateful you got through today. Thank you so much for picking up the phone and calling in. Many blessings, Angel.
Thank you. I am so grateful too. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Namaste.
Many blessings indeed. And then once again, beloved listeners, I just want to underscore something. When does the stagnation stop? When does the pain stop? When does the dysfunction in your life, in whatever form it's showing, when does it stop? It stops when you can stand up and with clarity, love, power, and authority say, enough.
Enough.
I am ready to move on. And when we reach that place, miracles will unfold. And especially when we stand and say, I am here.
I am ready.
I am open.
Guide me.
Guide me. That is indeed the statement of moving forward with your divine path.
And trusting the gift that you are. That is the mantra of self-ascension, one of the single most powerful tools in the universe. Go to our YouTube channel, official Sri and Kira, and we just published a video. We're calling it a 60-second ascension experience. And it's the mantra of self-ascension set to music and some beautiful crystalline waves. Go dive into that and notice what you feel and claim the gift of you, because that will break you through and bring you forward.
And so, beloveds, as we take a deep breath in and let a smile come to our face, until we have the joy to be with you live again next week, may you trust that all is truly well.
Namaste. Namaste.